Welcome back to the Press Box, and with us once again is Rob Murphy, a breeding analyst. And in second part of our series of looking at stallions, this breeding season is already kind of off and running a bit, Rob, but many people are still kind of looking and finalizing their breeding plans, and the breeding sheds just opened in the last couple of weeks. On our first show, we looked at Lane's Inn, stallions Quality Road and Candy Ride, two of their most successful stallions there at Lane's Inn. Today, we're going to take a look at two newcomers to the stallion roster at Lane's Inn, both Accelerate and City of Light. And I tell you, Rob, if you could tee it up, you wouldn't tee it up any better than bringing in these two guys.
In any year besides 2015 or 2018, where we finally got back to having some Triple Crown winners, Accelerate at a Horse of the Year season. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he won the big dance at Churchill on November 3rd in the Breeders' Cup Classic, and he won just about everything else leading up to that. An amazing year, and here's a horse with pretty good pedigree from a good sire line, and Lane's Inn has to be really be excited about this horse.
You know, you look at Accelerate, he ran 23 times, and, you know, while that may not stack up with some of the old-timers who ran a lot of races, but in today's numbers, to run 23 times and run to your six-year-old, you know, season, he ran in the Pegasus in his only six-year-old race. But, you know, he runs 23 times. He hits the board in 21 of them, wins over $6.6 million. So this horse is a little bit of a throwback to the stamina and the durability, and brings some of those kind of characteristics from his race record anyway.
No doubt about it. I mean, he got, a start at the track in his three-year-old year, and he just seemed to get better and better. And what a horse to break Breeders' Cup maiden for John Sadler. This horse took the worst of it just because he came out of the 14 post at Churchill that day, and he passed everybody he needed to and won like a champion.
Yeah, you know, and I think you could see as he matured, Rob, that he really had a lot of characteristics that you look for in a stallion, or that can throw maybe onto their progeny. But take a look at his let's start with his race record. Are there things that stick out to you? He won a broke his maiden in a special weight at Del Mar going a mile, but he won by nearly 9 lengths that day. Are there things in his race record that stand out to you, and what you would look for in a stallion prospect?
Soundness and consistency are two of the things that jump out, and you've already highlighted those with the number of starts and is on the in the money finishes. And you know, he was a little bit of a late developer, so that's one of those things that he's going to be able to overcome in the marketplace once his foals hit the ground and start running, because the commercial market can be very fickle and say, well, the horse didn't have enough two-year-old winners, and they can make a run on that fourth breeding season. But when you look at that quality that he kept on bringing, especially this year, I mean, some, you know, the races that he won, and you know, it's he took it to several different racetracks, and it's a quality horse here with a lot of stamina. So if you have a mare that was a sprinter, this is a horse that's going to match with her.
You know, in addition to the race record, I know you're a big custodian and student of the pedigree. He's by looking at like a son of Smart Strike and ultimately a grandson of Mr. Prospector. But if you look at the dam side, he's the dam issues is by Awesome Again. He's a half-brother to a stakes winner, Daddy DT, who was by Scat Daddy, another stakes winner by Scat Daddy named Amarish. You go back to Third Dam, Wagon Limits in there, and he was a near $1 million winner from the jockey, won the Jockey Club Gold Cup. And so there's a lot of things to like in this horse's pedigree, and in addition, particularly in the dam side, I think.
There is really more pedigree the deeper you look with this horse, And from a potential cross for broodmare sire lines for him, I mean, logically, with the Mr. Prospector on top and the Deputy Minister line for his dam issues, and then beyond that, you've got Damascus and Cox's Ridge. Really, one would logically look for the Stormcat line, and there you go. Two half-siblings, both by Scat Daddy of the Stormcat line, and it's produced good racehorses there. But when you take in how deep this family goes, and there's actually several sires in this theme, if I mean, Wagon Limit, I mean, he was a sire, not, you know, he wasn't a champion sire, but he did his job, and then Houston certainly had his opportunity right. When he was in Kentucky. Smartin was a pretty good horse. Quadratic was a sire. So a lot of horses in this family have been given a chance at stud. And here's a horse that in any year but 2018, 2015, he's going to be horse of the year.
Yeah, you mentioned, and I was going to mention this as we close out on his pedigree, Smartin. There's some horses in this pedigree. While Accelerate looked to be, that pure classic distance that could get you around the ground, there's some speed in this pedigree as well, I think.
Yes, and I think that's why he'll cross with some mares that are more on the speedy type as opposed to the stamina type. It seems like this family works well with the speed horses. I mean, you know, Wagon Limit was by Conquistador Cielo. I mean, he was a Belmont winner, but he was a Met Mile winner in 133. So it's like a very versatile family that's going to match with many broodmare sire lines.
Yeah, and just in closing, you know, you go all the way back to the fourth dam here, by Alidar, but she was a half-sister to Smart Angle, who was a champion two-year-old. So you can bring maybe, if you can find that right cross, as you mentioned, maybe through the Stormcat line, there's not only some distance and be able to get around the ground, but there's some precocity in there, you know, precocious part of that pedigree, too, if you go back far enough.
Without a doubt.
Let's move along and see what you think about the other horse we want to look at today, the newcomer, City of Light. Give us your initial impressions of City of Light.
I know that it was really months before this year's Breeders' Cup that this horse hit my radar. And when, you know, you get a horse that wins a race like the Malibu, like he did, it catches your attention. You know, the City of Light was only 1-for-4 going into that race, and he'd run well each time, but that was the race that he stepped forward and put himself on the map. And then to come back and beat older sprinters in the Triple Bend, then showed his versatility and his quality by winning the Oaklawn Handicap over the aforementioned Accelerate. That had to really set his connections on some big sites through the year. Trainer Michael McCarthy and his owners, the Warren family, they had to be excited about what was coming. And even though he lost to Accelerate in the Gold Cup and he was second in the four-go, City of Light really saved his best for last with the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and then, of course, the Pegasus World Cup.
Yeah, you just mentioned it. You can't go into the breeding shed off of any more two impressive races than those two. And this is another one, Murphy. Raced 11 times, but he hit the board 10 times out of those 11. And he won about $5.5 million, a little over $5.5 million. You know, he broke, or he won at the age of 3. I think one of the races that you've always looked at as a kind of a linchpin or something that, is an outstanding stakes race. He won the Malibu, the Grade 1 Malibu, which at that time was 7 furlongs at Santa Anita. That shows a lot of ability and gives him some flexibility, I guess, going into the Stallion Barn as well. I think if you look at City of Light, you know, he has a lot of flexibility or credentials at other distances.
And that's one of the key points why we talked about Accelerate first and now City of Light. And looking back and really drawing some apples to apples here, City of Light, you know, he ran 7/8 and 121 and change. Accelerate was 123. But we know Accelerate was looking to go. He knew he was going to be better the further he went. Accelerate's best mile was 134 and 3. City of Light, 133 and 4. And then when you stretch out to the mile and an eighth distance, where you know Accelerate's going to be at the top of his game, I believe 1:48.2 was the fastest time that he had run at that distance. And lo and behold, City of Light, when they met up in the Pegasus, he goes 1:47.3. City of Light was a brilliant racehorse. And he wasn't a Triple Crown hopeful, obviously, at any point. And, I mean, he didn't start until the Triple Crown was over in his three-year-old year. But he's done everything since that good stallions do. This is one of the brightest stallion prospects to retire after winning races from coast to coast that I've seen in many years. You know, and I know he's a great-looking horse. I've heard nothing but good things. And when he was the highest-priced yearling by Quality Road back in 2015, I believe. And, I mean, he was maybe twice as high as the next highest horse, and he sold sort of in the back of the September catalog. This was a diamond in the rough from the beginning, and now it's really time for Lane's End to see the best of City of Light.
You know, you've talked a little bit about his race record and demonstrated by his times and his ability to both carry those going a sprint distance of 7 furlongs up into the more classic distances by Quality Road. Well, let's come back to Quality Road, who also stands at Lane's End. But I think what really is interesting here, Rob, is if you go to the second dam, you'll find a horse by the name of Fabulously Fast. Fabulously Fast, a filly. She had 4 wins at 2 and 3. She won the Grade 1 Test Stakes. She's been a dam of a stakes place winner, but Fabulously Fast is by Deputy Minister. Lo and behold, you've got Deputy Minister showing up in City of Light's pedigree as well.
This cross that Paris Notion has, having the Deputy Minister on top of Fabulous Notion, was a great breeding in its own right. And certainly she didn't live up to her expectations being unraced, but you can see that she's been bred to some good horses, you know, mostly at Lane's End. And this cross with Quality Road, as we discussed in our segment on Quality Road, what a good cross the Deputy Minister line is for him. And this filly here, I mean, you go back to Fabulously Fast. You and I were at Keeneland in the April sale, and the snow was coming down, and we saw John Kimmel looking at Fabulously Fast in the barn, and he was the successful bidder, I believe, for $82,000. Wasn't a huge price on a filly that ended up being a Grade 1 winner. So this family is very deep on the female side, only adding to the view that I have that he's going to be the best sire of this crop.
You know, you mentioned Paris Notion by De Haer. She was unraced, but she's thrown 9 registered foals, 9 of racing age, 8 to race, and 7 winners. That's pretty good heading that list, of course, the City of Light. But, you know, there's a couple of other runners in that first dam as well. And, you know, I think that the dam side of this one has got a lot to add value to. Quality Road. We mentioned the Deputy Minister line, but if you look back in there as well, Rob, there's all kinds of horses back in that third dam as well. I'm not going to try to pronounce the
Cacoethes.
Cacoethes. I mean, that's not my forte, but he ends up being a pretty nice winner over in England. And you know, there's a lot of black type in that third dam as well, including the dam of, I mean, you know, the dam of subordination and Careless Jewel and a bunch of stuff in there. Is there anything that sticks out in addition to the bottom side, the dam side of this City of Light?
Everything that he has, he's by one of today's best stallions. He's from an outstanding female family. His brilliance on the racetrack. You know, we think back of what the masters of the day did back decades ago, and they found speed that could carry a distance of ground, and that's what City of Light is. I mean, he fits the old mold in my eyes, and he's a new horse that's going to make a big splash here.
Last question for you. If you were looking to breed to City of Light, who I think is going to fill up that book really fast at the rate that he's going to stud at, what type of mare would you look both size-wise and pedigree-wise or maybe success rate-wise?
I think with his versatility, he's going to match to any type of race mare. I think you can't really just say, well, he did this, so we'll try to balance it with that. He did everything, so I think that's going to be easy. You're having Mr. Prospector in the fourth dam and Secretariat in the fourth dam and Northern Dancer in the fourth dam. He's got those very prominent names from the stud book far enough back where he is going to be so well received across many broodmare sire lines. It's one of those things, if he were by, you know, a tappet out of, Medaglia d'Oro mare, boy, it'd be tough to breed back to those lines where this horse can be bred to all those top lines, and he's this an exciting prospect.
You know, it wasn't that long ago you had a ghost heifer mare that you bought privately. You bred to Spikestown, just sold her in fall in the November sale. Would the ghost heifer line fit here?
If I didn't sell that mare, that was the first phone call I was going to make to Brigitte. So there's no doubt about it. You know me well, my friend. You know where that would have led to. And, the mare was sold, and that's fine. But, this is going to be it. I just can't say enough about the prospect of City of Light.
Let's just go find us another one, my friend.
We can do it.
Rob Murphy, our breeding analyst, one of the best guys in the business and one of the most knowledgeable as well. I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as we have here at the Press Box. Rob, thanks again for your time, and I look forward to moving on down the road in a couple of days, and we'll take on another farm and another group of stallions to dissect.
Looking forward to it, Gene. Thank you.
Thanks, Murph. We'll be back. Take care. Thanks, friends.